The Survivor podcast took on new meaning in the last week plus. Some comments on that and some needed football distraction. Thank you for listening to me. This is the week 7 2024 edition of the Todd Wright Survivor Football podcast. I thank Brandon Legal Group for all their support of what I do. They are a full service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service means many things. One point that they have asked me to emphasize in the last year plus was a change in Florida law on July 1st, 2023 that impacts those of you who are adults residing in the state of Florida that prior to July 1st, 2023 were required by law to pay permanent alimony. Since July 1st, 2023, permanent alimony is no longer law in the state of Florida. So the longer you wait before contacting Brandon Legal Group, the more you are paying outdated permanent alimony. A judge may reduce or eliminate your financial obligation altogether. 813-902-3576. That's just one of the services they provide legally. For a free consult, call that number about permanent alimony or anything else, or visit Brandon Legal Group. .com for a free consult. I thank Brandon Legal Group for the prize baskets they put together for my first place team at Todd Wright Tour 48, our golf tournament between Helene and Milton. So spinning this ahead, there was no Survivor podcast for week 6. And for those of you who know where I live and have any sort of common sense, you know why there wasn't a podcast. I made an appearance earlier today on Gil Alexander and Kelly Bidlin's show, A Numbers Game on VSiN. And I'm not myself. Every day has new challenges. I'm sorry, my phone is on, waiting for a latest professional to come to my unit to try to help me create a better living environment for me and my home. The positives that I'm grateful for, I'm here. Physically, I'm okay. I have all my possessions. My condo was damaged. Some of you may have seen it on the news. And every day, I just try to take a little step to make my situation better. And hopefully today, already receiving a call that someone was coming to try to help me, a professional in a specific area, is a step in that direction. So wish me luck, as I always wish you luck in your plays. And give me a distraction for a few minutes. Let's talk about some week 7 numbers now that all the data is in from Monday night with the Bills win over the Jets. Spinning it ahead to week 7, always reading VegasInsider.com and the work of Patrick Everson. Great follow on Twitter. One of my favorites to follow on Twitter, much like Brett McMurphy of Action. Patrick and Brett met a couple months ago, talked about me. Apparently, it was positive. So Patrick's column is in front of me. Let's talk about some of the numbers and some potential plays. Apparently, week 6, most Vegas didn't do well. A lot of favorites did. So especially on wins and money lines. So fortunately, for those of you playing Survivor, or for those of you just playing who like to play the favorites, you did well in week 6. Let's see what we can find in week 7. I have had this Saints-Broncos Thursday night game at the Superdome circled since before the season began because I was in that camp that felt Dennis Allen could be the first coach fired. We now know he's not. It was Robert Saleh of the Jets who was on my list to not survive the season. But he's first out. The Saints got off to a fast start with 2 wins and have struggled since. You'll have to keep checking status on Carr. For quarterback, Radler showed moments, but it's not something that will be able to win games sustained for now going forward. This is a return to New Orleans for Sean Payton, who won a Super Bowl there, with Drew Brees. Peyton's got his own issues in Denver again this year, trying to prep a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix, who has, let's just say, performed at an average or below average level. There are times you look at him and say, yeah, he might turn out to be something. And other times you just say, I'm not sure. The Broncos are actually favored, which tells you something, by two on the road. Just the Broncos being favored is significant. And they're a minus 125 money line. The total is the lowest of the week at 37, right there with Steelers, Jets. Heck, the acquisition of Devontae Adams might bump that up a half or a point, because Adams will help the Jets move the ball and certainly draw red zone attention. So I don't see this getting a lot of survivor play, but from Dennis Allen's standpoint, car or no car, you better beat Sean Payton with a rookie quarterback. And I know you have a rookie quarterback in Spencer Rattler if you don't have Carr. But you actually have an offensive piece that's working in Alvin Kamara, who's been phenomenal. So the best offensive player on the field is on the Saints, and yet they are a home underdog. And it was my feeling all along that if the Saints lost this game to their former coach, it could be a change could be made afterwards. And I still feel that way. Besides, if the Saints really like their new offensive coordinator, then you might need to open up the head coaching job anyway to promote him, because this is the situation you face in the NFL when you have a head coach with a defensive background. Your offensive coordinators get vultured and taken from you, and they're a big reason for the success of the defensive head coach. So the Broncos being favored is very telling. I don't think there'll be a lot of survivor play here. I'm not sure if Dennis Allen survives this week and moves on if he loses the game. Jaguars-Patriots. So we went through this last year. This is the second of two straight games internationally for the Jaguars. So they are settled. Patriots went to Drake May last week. They travel over, and the Jaguars, for all their issues, are a 5.5-point choice, and I see a money line at the time of this podcast, roughly 1 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday, October 15th, of minus 238. I just like the Jaguars in a second game. It's not a travel week for them in an international game. It's a very unique situation. It worked to their benefit last year. I think it works to their benefit this year. And you may have scar tissue from the Jaguars knocking you out, say, week three last year in a survivor league, as they did to me in one of mine. You may not feel good about the team, but the Patriots certainly appear to be worse. Check status on Ramondre. You might want to check status on ETN, although Tank Bigsby at times has performed well, and this is what they wanted from Bigsby last year. I think the Jags will be a top five survivor play this week, and it's partly because the Patriots are going into game two with a rookie quarterback. They are traveling to internationally this week. The Jaguars are not, and we saw the Jaguars win in this spot a year ago. And from a game theory standpoint, this might be the only spot you want to burn Jacksonville. I don't know of a better one. Falcons host Seahawks. Falcons a modest 2.5-point favorite. Money line minus 148. It should be a competitive game. Total's 51. Is that the highest? Nope. Commanders Panthers 52 is the highest. So, I like Atlanta in the game. I guess we're checking status on Bijan Robinson, but we know Algier can do some things in the running game, and Kirk Cousins likes to throw. I mean, in that Bucs game, he threw over 50 times. I don't believe in the Seahawks Both of these coaches have defensive backgrounds, but I think the Falcons have more going for them offensively than Seattle does. I really like Ken Walker as a running back. I think he's underutilized and underappreciated. I don't know if either here will be a strong survivor play, but I understand the Falcons being a slight favorite and agree with it. And the Seahawks still have to establish sort of some new data. They used to be one of the best West Coast teams to travel east under Pete Carroll, and he's not there anymore. Bills at home, granted, off of Monday night, so off a short week, short trip home from New York, off a win. Josh Allen didn't throw any interceptions. Check status on James Cook, but Ray Davis was good. Bills, one of the biggest favorites of the week. Are they the biggest favorite of the week? They are at 8.5. I would imagine some of you have already burned Buffalo, who are alive. Maybe even opening week against Arizona, or there was one of those blowout games they had week two, week three. But nearly a minus 500 money line. The Titans do nothing for me. Nothing. They were competitive with the Colts. They lost. I like their head coach. I just think this is an evaluation year for what's going on. They don't have their quarterback yet. They don't have some of the things they need yet. A lot of what you see on the field in this game won't be around by the time the Titans are actually good and competitive. So it's a good spot, I think, for the Bills if you haven't used them. Browns, Bengals. Boy, the Bengals have been just kind of omnipresent throughout Survivor this year. Bengals coming off the Sunday night win against the Giants. Not spectacular, but got it done. More Chase Brown. But still, I mean, Chase Brown has played well. T. Higgins has looked the part. Jamar Chase is out there, and yet the Bengals still are struggling to score points and have to lean on their defense against the Daniel Jones offense. You know, the Giants were without Thibodeau, Singletary, Neighbors, and were in that game to the end. Joe Burrow's kryptonite is Cleveland. So this to me is a very live dog in the Browns, getting 4.5. I'd love to see Jameis start the game. I have nothing to go on, but at some point, because the Browns are like the worst offense in the NFL, they may get Nick Chubb back. That would be spirited for this team. I don't anticipate many will take the Browns or the Bengals in this spot in Survivor Leagues, but I think the Browns are a very live underdog with a Chubb return. Would love to see Jameis play, even though I know he's going to throw, he'll probably throw pick six, do some stupid things, but I think it would be a positive for the Browns, and Joe Burrow just doesn't beat Cleveland. Packers host Texans. Packers favored by 2.5, minus 148 money line. This is one of the better games of the week. Two playoff teams here, two young quarterbacks who can put up numbers, two coaches who know what they're doing. I'm not a fan of coaches with defensive backgrounds, but I like D'Amico. I wonder what he does with his next offensive coordinator, because I would imagine Slowick will be gone after this year to a head coaching job. Maybe I'm wrong. Not a lot of survivor play here. Good football game. Total 47.5. Total seems a little low to me. Colts host Dolphins. Still no Tua expected in this game. Dolphins have looked really bad in his absence. Colts fight. Colts play good on the lines. I expected more from them against the Titans, but at least they won. If Flacco starts, and especially if they get Taylor back, I could see people playing the Colts in this spot. A couple of weeks ago, I thought the Colts against Jacksonville was a spot to play them, but that was just me. Colts minus 175 money line. If you're looking big picture, this is a spot you can play the Colts. I think the Colts have another spot in a couple weeks where you might be able to consider them, but this is a good spot, you know, considering how bad the Dolphins have been, and I just believe in Joe Flacco, and you give Flacco Jonathan Taylor, and I think you got a winner here. Another really good game this week, Vikings coming off bye against Lions, who rolled the Cowboys down in Dallas. Total is 50. I don't know that that game's going to get to 50. So I'd lead under the total there. Vikings minus 135. Vikings going to lose at some point. Goff's seen a lot of defenses. Let's see, division opponent. I don't know if the Lions did a good job on CeeDee Lamb. They'll have to do the same against Jefferson. That could be the spot where the Vikings lose. I don't see a lot of survivor play there. I kind of like the under. And if it got to three, I'd like the Lions and the field goal. Giants host Eagles. Eagles, we're kind of where we were second half of last year, or at parts of last year, where even when the Eagles win, you look at the Eagles and you just, you don't see what you want to see. But Giants coming off the Sunday night loss, they have key injuries. The Eagles might be getting more people back. I don't see a lot of survivor play there. I think someone's knocking at my door, so let me run through these other ones and go. I like the Rams at home, especially if they get back Cooper Kupp. Raiders look bad. They've changed quarterbacks. They just traded Devontae Adams. The Rams are going to win some games. They're better than their record. I can see the Rams winning this game actually easily. They're a six-point favorite, and there's a reason for it. If you haven't played the Rams and you're looking big picture, maybe you want to consider them, especially if Cooper Kupp plays. Commanders, if you haven't used them, if you didn't take advantage of them a couple of weeks ago, they were in a very winnable spot, I think against the Browns. They're going up against the Panthers here. We're back to an anti-Carolina sentiment with Jaden Daniels rolling towards offensive rookie of the year. Good spot for the Commanders. 49ers, Chiefs, no survivor play there. Some will say maybe a Super Bowl preview. I'm not so sure. Steelers getting a point and a half at home against the Jets. Jets will have Devontae Adams, yada, yada, yada. It's a regular season game. Mike Tomlin against Aaron Rodgers. Granted, Mike Tomlin lost the Super Bowl to Aaron Rodgers. I kind of like Mike Tomlin in this spot. It's not a great survivor play, but I'd take points at home here. Total's only 37. Justin Fields is getting the job done. Buccaneers on Monday night, two Monday night games. Bucs getting 3.5 at home. Bucs are good. Yeah, it's interesting with the Ravens. I see a number of people look at the Ravens, even when they're good, saying they're not that good. And there's been this sentiment for a month or so about the Bucs that the Bucs are better than people think. Based on that, you should like the Bucs getting points or to win that game against the Ravens. And just Lamar Jackson against good teams. I guess he's done very well against the NFC, right? Only one loss. But is that more of an aberration than anything? Does that mean anything? I'd take Mayfield over Lamar at this point. So not a survivor play, I don't think, but Bucks a live home dog on Monday night against Baltimore. And then Cardinals-Chiefs, which is out there on, I guess, ESPN Plus this Monday night. I like the Chargers here on the road. Marvin Harrison, concussion check status there. I just don't think very much of the Cardinals coaching staff. Chargers with ball control, keep the ball away from Kyler Murray if he's having a good day. I don't think there's a lot of survivor play here, but I would like the Chargers in the game. If you have any other questions, I can offer a second opinion, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Wish me well in getting back AC today. I do live in Florida. There is a cold front coming, but it's not very comfortable. That's today's challenge. Good luck in Survivor this week. Let me know if I can help you personally. I will email you back, write.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for bearing with me with no podcast last week. And I appreciate listening. This is the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast presented by Brandon Legal Group.